5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Matthew here from Montreal. I told you last time the story of my growing up in a haunted house where I was the only sensitive one, with a bunch of ghosts being my first bullies. So, a few years later, I was visiting houses with my mom. She wanted to rent a house instead of an apartment so that we would have more space and it would be more comfortable. This one house had more prospect than the other, more possibilities, because it was well located, the price was just right for my mom, and it was close to my school. It was close to the cemetery, which I was fascinated with. I thought, hey, maybe I can go exploring it more often because I had been there once before. And so excited, both of us were like, hey, this looks promising. So, and traffic was not heavy in that area. So peaceful at night was another great advantage. But as soon as I got inside the house, I started feeling a bit weak. I thought maybe it was my dinner not agreeing with me or something. I was prone to that. So I just chucked it off to that. My mom went upstairs to explore while the agent was just hanging back waiting for our questions and stuff. So I actually went to the living room, and the more I approached it, the fainter I felt, the weaker I felt. And then I heard a message in my head. Nothing auditory, I couldn't hear it with my ears, but there was something in my head that said loudly, that screamed at me specifically, "Get out! You're not wanted here!" It was angry. It was so angry that I had to scream. I fell on my knees because at that point I also started hallucinating. Visually speaking, I saw the floor and the walls, but mostly the floors, doing waves as if a lake suddenly became stormy and, you know, peaks and valleys of the water. And that was happening in front of me. And I had seen that once before, but that was the time when my eyes decided it was suddenly time for me to get glasses. Around the same time, actually. It was like months before that. So it's like it summoned it again. It was like my brain got that recording back, or maybe that thing provoked it in me. But I saw this and I felt so bad that I had to scream, "Mom, help!" So she ran down the stairs and she, and I could just babble. I could just talk quickly. I just said, outside, please. So she actually had to help me walk out the house until we were on the patio in the backyard. I said, "Mom," when I could catch my breath again, I said, "Mom, if you move, you know, remember that house when I was a kid, the ghosts and stuff. This is similar. If you decide to choose this house, I promise, I swear I'm going to move in with Dad." She knew I was dead serious and I wasn't joking, because she had been open-minded about these things now for a few years after moving out of the house. She was actually visiting mediums at that point, I think, probably starting to, as a hobby with some friends. But she was already open to that possibility, so she believed me. And she knew I was dead serious because my father's wife was a tyrant. And she did everything she could to make my life a living hell when I was there over the weekends. So if I was willingly going to move with them, then the reason for that was dead serious. So she finally, at that point, was open-minded enough to believe me. And we did not rent that house, thankfully. So that was the thing after years of not feeling much of the paranormal stuff. I mean, some strange, vague feelings, but nothing powerful like that had happened for a few years. But from that moment on, a few things started happening more. Maybe I became again more open to it. I don't know. So around the same time of the year of that, same time of my teenage years, I forgot to mention I was a teenager at that point, 12. Probably. I was hanging out with some friends at, you know, in a neighborhood not too far from that house, actually, but a different one, further, 15 minutes of a bicycle ride away from that house. Anyways, my friend had a powerful computer for the time. It was the 90s at that point, and we were playing video games every weekend, sometimes all night. And I had no curfew. My parents trusted me. So whether I was at my mother's house where I lived permanently or at my father's house during one weekend out of two, I could just come out at any time I wanted, you know, come back as long as I didn't wake anybody up. So that was great. I understand that was a great privilege, so I did not abuse it. And we would just play video games and sometimes try to make our own. It was fun. It was great. A bunch of geeks in a basement, left alone mostly, snacks, drinks of sodas and stuff. Amazing, amazing times. So one of those nights, I was coming back with a whole bunch of video games to install on my computer. Perfect weather. It was the summertime, not too hot, not too cold. It was actually body temperature, my favorite kind of temperature at night. It was like the night was giving you a hug. I felt particularly happy and grateful for being alive. And telling that to myself at that point, I was like, isn't that a wonderful night? And then seconds later, after thinking that or saying that out loud, because I do speak to myself a lot, I felt a sudden danger of my life being in danger. I felt threat, like some predator was after me that was going to shred me. Of course, I have a very powerful logical side that's constantly fighting with my emotional and more artistic side. And that logical side was like, please investigate, look around, smell, hear, do something, try to find the source of that threat. There was nothing. The night, according to my regular senses, was just the same as before when I was saying I was so happy. But I knew, and that all happened within 2 or 3 seconds, of course, that whole reflection. I started running for my life. I ran, and I was a chubby kid. If I ran away from a bunch of bullies, I probably would last a minute and they would catch me and, you know, pummel me to the ground. You know, and that did happen several times. So I knew what that was. But now my life was in danger. I ran for 5 minutes, 6 minutes straight, all the way to the bridge. I didn't stop until I felt safe. And the middle of the bridge is the first time when the switch went off, I was totally safe. The feeling was gone. Now, being curious and interested in those things, I thought to myself, maybe I should investigate. But of course, my more logical side was like, maybe you don't want to risk it. So I went home, still freaked out. The next week, next weekend, I went back to that same guy's place, but I was on a bicycle that time, and I took another street to go there. But on my way back, I thought, you know what? I still have to investigate because I'll regret it later if I don't. So I actually went back to that spot that the week before I had been almost killed. And yes, I'm 38. All these years later, I'm convinced if I had stuck around there, I would have died. I would have been shredded to bits by some kind of invisible, unseenable, invisible creature. I never could understand that. I call it the roaming threat. I felt something similar 2 more times in my life. Thankfully, both times I was indoors and there was some kind of thing that prevented it from getting inside. So, that threat was pretty much of a shock. Either that same summer or the next one, I was going to the same group of friends, another house, however, a little bit further down in the same neighborhood. And I saw, that's a different story, by the way, I saw a cat coming out from behind a suburban style house, you know, the kind that so many houses are built the same in the same neighborhood. Well, that was basically the kind of place it was. The cat came out of one of the houses and then stopped in the middle of the front yard and looked at me. And I was, at that point, I was riding my bicycle as slowly as someone walking. Kind of like that. I hear someone walking now. I don't know if you can. But I was just enjoying my evening, early evening, summertime again. So I was just taking my time. I was really early. I had to show up at a specific time at my friend's place. So I was just enjoying myself. And I said hi to the cat, as I usually do. To this day, I'm polite to cats and dogs. I just say hi. So I did. And then another cat did the same thing. Came out from behind a bush or something and then stopped in the middle of the front yard. Another front yard. Maybe the neighbors. Maybe the one in diagonal across the street. But several cats did that in a row within a minute. And then more and more. And when there was about a dozen cats having done that same very thing on each their different yard, and I was still riding my bike, again, about walking speed, or maybe brisk walking speed. It is a bicycle, after all. Eventually, they stood up and started all walking in my direction, while other cats kept appearing from behind other houses and other bushes and other trees. And they were not running after me, they just walked, and I was still riding at the same speed. But eventually, when there was about 2 dozen cats, I had this strange feeling that there was a message, like, not as strong as that one I just told you about, the one about, you know, yelling at me to get out, I'm not wanted here. But it was a clear message like, you don't belong here, human. You don't want to witness this. We don't want to hurt you. They were not words, but the feelings translate to that as far as I can explain. So I started pedaling really, really fast. Didn't want to judge it. Didn't want to examine it. Didn't want to risk it. I know these cats were not evil. I'm sure of that. I haven't met many animals who are. I have, but very few. These cats were concerned. They had some kind of rare meeting going on, or were going to have one. And if I had stuck around for too long, they would have had to hurt me. You know, kind of like it's the law. We have to make sure we don't have any witnesses. I don't know what that was about still today, decades later, but it's always fascinated me, that whole thing about cats having a secret life. Some will say it's just your imagination, but I was fully awake. It was like 6 p.m. And again, I love cats. I love dogs. I love all pets, and they usually love me back. So I'm still not afraid of cats. I just don't want to mess with their secret life if I can avoid it. So that was the strange cat story. Well, that same night, actually, I went to that other friend's place and I closed the door right behind me and I told him about what happened. And we just, instead of video games that night, we just told each other the scariest ghost stories we could remember. And the guy whose house it was could not sleep for a week. He was angry at me for having started that whole thing. So that's how powerful storytelling can get for you. There you go. Three stories in one for tonight. I'll call back or send in more stories for you. Thanks again for providing this outlet and making it so pleasant and non-threatening for those of us who have not always been able to share these stories with regular folks. Have a good night. Matthew in Montreal.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.